A reading of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16. And so I tell you this, use money, tainted as it is, to win new friends, and thus make sure that when it fails you, they will welcome you into eternal dwellings. Anyone who is trustworthy in little things is trustworthy in great. Anyone who is dishonest in little things is dishonest in great. If then you are not trustworthy with money, that tainted thing, who will trust you with genuine riches? And if you are not trustworthy with what is not yours, who will give you what is your very own? No servant can be the slave of two masters. He will either hate the first and love the second, or be attached to the first and despise the second. He cannot be the slave both of God and of money. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this and jeered at him. He said to them, "You are the very ones who pass yourself off as upright in people's sight, but God knows your hearts, for what is highly esteemed in human eyes is loathsome in the sight of God." Brothers and sisters, as you heard, this text is about money, the power of money. Well, if there's anything relevant to our times, it's that theme. In the last few decades, it seems that the power of finance, of the economy, and of money over our world has never been as big. During the middle of the 20th century, especially after the Second World War, there has been a tendency in the world towards more equality. The gap between the rich and the poor was becoming less important than before. But this trend has been reversed in the last 30 or 40 years. And now the richest 1% of the whole population owns an enormous part of the world's riches. And this we see at all levels. Cultural level, in universities, even in churches, even unfortunately in the Catholic Church. The recent scandal which is coming out in the press shows that close to the Pope's door, there's lots of issues with money and lots of scandals. But it's not only in Rome, it's everywhere, because it seems that the power of money has no counterweight, and those who own a lot are not accountable. Now, interestingly, at the time of Jesus, it was pretty much the same. It seems that it's a feature of the human mankind to be unable to deal with money in a human way, in a way which is good for everybody, for the common good. So I think the text we've heard today is relevant. It's not because it was 2,000 years ago that it's no longer relevant. In fact, it is more than ever. And what is the message we hear? The first thing to mention is that Jesus is not against money. The text we've heard come after a parable, the parable of the unjust steward. This man who is losing his job, and then is the steward, a rich man, who probably is corrupt himself. Anyway, the steward, just before losing his job, is reducing the debt of the various debtors. And surprisingly, the master, when he hears that, he congratulates him. He says, "You're very clever, my friend." Now, this strange parable, because when it's not used to this sort of character in the New Testament, introduces what comes next, the text we've heard now. Now, what strikes me when I read this text is that the main point is not that to say that money is bad, but to say that money is not a center, it's not the main thing, it's not the first thing. Money is something in the context of something bigger, which is the spiritual values. So if money is the center, then it's a bad thing. In other words, if you slave to money, then money should be rejected. But if money is used for other purposes, well, it's fine. So, in this story, there's clearly two sides of it. money and things higher up. And what Jesus said is that we just need to put money at its place. And I think that's a very important lesson. If we have to renounce money, well, some of us could do it. It was the ideal, the vision of St. Francis at the beginning, but even Francis could not maintain it forever. Other religious orders, including the Dominicans, were never against money as such, but just to put money at its right place and avoid to give money the status of a master. Money should not be a master. We should be the master of money, actually. So I think that's the message we receive. And it's important to know that at the time of Jesus, this was controversial. The Pharisees didn't like it. And the Gospel says they loved money. So let's look at ourselves. Do we love money? Or are we able to put the money at the right place and use money for something higher? Amen.